All right. Welcome in to the Toilets to Titles podcast. This is episode number deuce. We are week number 5, and we are ready to roll, man. We're past the quarterway point. We got a guest this evening. We have a co-host who's a father as of last week. So we got a lot of new news. Before I bring on the guest, let me say what's up to my co-host, Justin. Justin, what's cooking, my man?
Hey, not a lot. Looking forward to the show. Episode 22. This is the Emma Smith episode, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. That's also my co-host could the guest this evening could tell you it's also the John Sheps episode. This was my number, and
that's right.
I'm teasing growing up. I'm teasing in it. But tonight I got a special guest, a buddy of mine. We grew up together, and we found out, I think last year randomly, he moved to Texas. I'm still in New York. He found out randomly that we both have fantasy football podcasts because we were tagged in the same tweet asking us a start and sit question, and we kind of started talking after that. It was very bizarre. It's a small world, but it's my buddy Anthony Reiner from the Fantasy Fam podcast. Anthony, what's cooking?
What's up, man? It's awesome. It's awesome to connect to you. You know what I mean? It was meant to be. It was like, because, you know, I had John or what do you call it? O'Brien was just telling me that, you know, he was like, oh, I see Sheps once in a while. I'm like, oh, all right, you know, and then here we are, man.
I'll never forget it. I think so the tweet came out. And because mine says at Coach Sheps, and I don't know if you DM'd me or if you.
Oh, I totally did. I saw Sheps.
And you're like, and is this John Sheps?
I'm like, there's no other Sheps that I know.
What number were you? Were 2, right?
I was 4. My senior year, I was 4.
Okay, so, yeah. So close. 2.
I looked good on the bench. I'll tell you that much, though.
2+2. Really good on the sideline. Well, I'll never forget you had that big play. I think was that JV?
Or JV. JV against Warwick. Yes, that was literally the highlight. Justin, this was JV football was the highlight of my football career.
I can really.
We had a rivalry against Warwick.
We did.
Which is like kind of a smaller town than us, but they were feeling their oats, and they had a kid we grew up playing with in Pop Warner.
Alex Darcy was his name, I believe.
No, I'm talking about Craig. So Craig Monahan grew up with us.
He played
with us, and then he moved to Warwick. So we had a little rivalry because our buddy moved there. But they did. They had this kid, Alex Darcy, who ran like a 4.4.
He also ran track with him as well, so I knew him from there.
I'll never forget. In that game, we barely passed. We ran option. All we did was run the ball. We threw the ball maybe 3 times a game.
And I was like Navy. We're like Navy and Air Force.
I was a wide receiver and a linebacker that year. And coach decides to call a pass play. We didn't even have like the play called. He's like, Sheps, run a vertical route. And I think it was like a tie game. So just run straight. I didn't know coverages at all back then. So they're running cover 2, but I didn't understand cover 2. So I'm out wide and I see a guy, the safety over me. And I'm like, oh, the middle of the field is wide open. So instead of running straight, I run towards the middle of the field, not knowing that there's another safety on the other half of the field. So I run towards him, and Neil puts it up. It gets picked off.
Oh.
And Coach Pesch was screaming at me for running my route. I thought, you know, run to space, you know. But luckily, you saved the day. Well, it was a tackle for loss, right?
Dude, it was like 6 seconds left in the game, and Franco wanted to go on that side of the field. And I was like, no, I got it, bro.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he should have burned me. He should have gotten right past me. There was no reason I should have tackled him.
6 seconds left.
Ripped him right down. We ended up winning the game. That was
tackle for loss. I remember it was raining. We were all muddy. That was our Super Bowl.
Varsity was watching too, actually. Varsity was watching. They finished their practice, and I remember watching Coach DeLiso come over.
So that's the glory day. So we could spend – this has been 4 minutes already, and we've just been talking about – we could keep going, but I want to save –
glory days.
I want to save Justin from the rest of those stories. We can go on and talk about Ray Rice.
I mean, I'm kind of enjoying it. I feel like I'm watching like an old 80s football movie.
We did play Ray Rice.
We could talk about the McCourty twins. We could talk about when we played them. We could talk about when we played Courtney Green, but this isn't about us. This is about the fantasy football stars that are playing right now. And as you can hear, also my children are screaming and crying right now in the background. They were supposed to be in bed a half hour ago, but they're trying to be as loud as physically possible. But anyway, we did kind of tease it. Nate isn't here this evening because Nate is a daddy. Nate's son, Finn, was born, I think, Friday or Saturday. Not 100% sure. Mommy's healthy, baby's healthy, and Nate's trying to get as much sleep as possible. So, Nate, congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
Congrats. Yeah, I believe it was Saturday because she was in labor for several hours. They went in Friday night, and she was in labor for, like, almost a full day. So, yep. So, so he's on paternity leave, and we're going to fill in for him for as long as he needs, and we've got some guests lined up, and he's gonna get things right at the house, and so welcome to the world, Finn. Welcome to the Toilets to Titles team. We're glad to have you.
To the family, to the and it's fitting because we have a member of the fantasy fam on this evening, and our fantasy fam grew by one this past week. But also, everybody, just so you know, you could find us all on Twitter. I'm at Coach Sheps. Justin is at Justin FF underscore. Nate, who's not here, is at Nate underscore Dirt 19. The show is at Toilets to Titles. And Anthony, our guest, is his podcast is at The Fantasy Fam. Okay. And Ant, what's your regular Twitter?
So I just started my own Twitter literally like a week ago. So I was like, you know what? I want to get my name out there. I've been all over the place. Why not start my own? So you can, I mean, if you literally look right there, it's right there. Fantasy Sven, at The Fantasy Sven.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Ant, you're on there with your brother. Who else is on the show with you?
My cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're both in Jersey, and I'm down in Texas, but we make it happen.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your show. Tell our listeners a little bit about The Fantasy Fam.
Yeah, man, we want you to be a part of our fam. That's our whole thing, you know? Come sit at our table for Sunday dinner. We break it down exactly how we do on Sundays. Sunday mornings are the most stressful mornings, but they're also the most exciting. And we know that lineup decisions need to be made. So we try to relate it the way that you exactly think on Sunday mornings. We also have an app as well in the Apple and Google stores. This is pretty cool. You can listen to our episodes on it. Go download it. Type in The Fantasy Fam in the App Store. And then if you download it, it's in a beta test right now. So if you download it, we appreciate any feedback.
You have a beta test right now.
Yeah, so it's literally like just bare bones. I mean, it's as simple as it comes. And then these guys that I met, Pod Squad, they're one dude, awesome, great guy. And they're trying to like build up, create apps for podcasts. So I was like, screw it, let's try it. That's awesome. So now we have an app, and now we're going to provide them feedback, and hopefully they can – you know, come through and actually add more features to it because the potential is there. I think the potential is pretty cool because you can follow our Twitter as well and it only shows our Twitter. So it's like, okay, you know what? Let's see what's going on with them. And if you link your Twitter, you could also like, comment, and retweet from within the app so you don't have to go back and forth.
Dang, that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty interesting. I wish I had a app in beta testing. That just sounds.
I could send you the guy's info. Reach out to him.
That just sounds super cool. You know, I'd like to tell people that I have an app in beta test. You know, my app. I got an app.
It's like I got an app. But, you want to download it? Well, where can I listen to you? Just download my app.
Yeah.
When I download this app, I'm not going to get hit with a $9.99 service fee in 60 days because I didn't click out of something, right?
No, you're just going to get a guy to show up at your house with just a baseball bat.
Yeah. Oh, that's a Thursday night for me.
That's a Thursday night. We're working on, so you got a podcast. We're working on a sponsor. I'm sure Justin, Justin's, he's been trying to plug an alcoholic beverage that he enjoys. Quaff on. Yeah.
So again, this is the pineapple flavored Indian pale ale. So if you like the hops, you would love this beer. Unfortunately, you can't probably get it in Texas. If there's a way I could get it to you, I would. As a matter of fact, I might be able to if we can work.
Brewery?
It's Quaff On is the brewery company. It's in Indiana. So my brother-in-law's got family down there in Texas. Who knows if I can get him to run a little errand for me. Texas isn't that big of a state, is it?
Yeah.
You drive 10 hours. You're still like not even close to being like out of it.
Oh, man. Texas. All right, everybody, just so you know, this evening, before we came on tonight, we hit 589 followers. Every 50 followers this season, we have pledged to donate $10 to a charity of our choosing. And right now, it's 10 per 50. We've hit it 7 times as of now. So we are at a total of 70, and I think the next target will be 639. So 639 followers, and we will be at $80. So we appreciate everybody who's followed us. You're helping us help somebody, and you're helping us get our content out there, but you're also helping us help somebody. So we really appreciate that. Also, if you want to help us, if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, throw us a comment. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, give us a review. You know, we would really, really appreciate that. All of those things help the algorithm that that takes place, helps our show show up a little higher so we can get it to some ears and we can get it to some eyes. So we really appreciate that. So now that does it for all the formalities. Let's move on to injury news. We didn't have an injury segment clearly week one, but every week since then we have, and it's almost dominated our show. I think it's dominated this season. So we'll start. Austin Eckler, severe hamstring injury, IR. He's going to miss several weeks. Anthony, what are your thoughts on Austin Eckler going down?
It's very unfortunate. I mean, we're just starting to see all the elite running backs, elite play. Like, just it's this year sucks. It really does suck. Like, this NFL season, it's atrocious. But Austin Eckler, we never want to see a player go down, but that creates opportunities, and opportunities equals more fantasy time, more fantasy points for us. And we are talking about fantasy football. So in that aspect, you got to capitalize. I don't know. I've seen reports. I've read stuff saying that he could be out the rest of the season. Like, it's that severe of a hamstring like injury. But I'm also seeing that he could be. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out four to 6 weeks. I would say at the least, probably six being the least.
Okay.
I mean, he's a young, sprightly guy, but hammies for football are nothing to mess with.
Especially a quick twitch guy like him. You know, not something. So Joshua Kelly. He's definitely going to rise. He didn't do, you know, I think he had a decent amount of time as the starter last week, and he didn't dominate the touches. Justin, what are your thoughts on Austin Eckler going down?
I mean, just like you said, all these top-notch running backs are going down. It makes it extremely difficult even to trade in fantasy football anymore. Like, I'm trying to trade a guy to get Ronald Jones just so I can get a little bit of depth because of all my injuries, and he can't trade him because he has depth issues with all of his injuries. It's absolutely insane, but I think it'll be interesting to see this week how they play it moving forward with Justin Jackson and see what that split's going to be like, you know, with Kelly and that whole offense. I think I do like the fact that I have a lot of Justin Herbert right now. I like that.
Love Justin Herbert.
And the next guy that went down was Noah Font. Fant, however you pronounce it, very, very disappointing. He could miss some time. I lost my so Noah Font and Dallas Goedert I have everywhere, and Goedert went down, that hurt me. And then Font, now, you know, I need to find somebody who, because on some of my leagues I don't have IR spots, especially in redraft, so I'm holding on to Goedert because I don't want to let him go. So now I got Font and Goedert, two tight ends. I need to get a third. I have to drop somebody. So this is putting me in a pickle. I don't think it's going to be long term. I honestly only think it's going to be a week, but I don't like it.
It didn't seem like it looked like it would be that bad of an injury when it happened. But at the same time, I mean, it's a sprained ankle. Like, it doesn't have to look bad. It can still be several weeks.
It is his ankle. He is a young guy, big dude. He'll miss this week, definitely. You really don't know. Like, Goddard's out, what, the next week at least, right, I think? And then he has a chance to come back. Like, he's been on the IR for 2 weeks already, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think this was the second game, so he's got one more game out. So
question is, do you trust Drew Locke, Brett Rippin, whatever the hell, Rapien, whatever the hell, however you want to say it? You know what I mean? Like, do you trust those guys throwing to Noah Fant? Or
I mean, who threw to him last year? You know, I don't trust Wentz or
I don't trust Wentz either. That's or Locke, like, that's but the question
but,
you gotta ask.
But
you know?
Both of those guys, Goedert's got it done, and Fant has been a very viable fantasy option, you know, especially at his cost. You know, I got Fant and Goedert for cheap.
The bad quarterbacks help the tight ends a bit. I mean, they gotta have that security blanket. So I mean, I really don't mind Fant, even with the injury. It helps that he's a tight end, so he doesn't have to make a lot of extreme cuts. He does got to plant that foot to block, though. I mean, if it affects his ability to stand firm and block, who knows?
All right, we got a lot of these to go through them, so I'm not going to take too much time. O.J. Howard's down for the season. So Rob Gronkowski, he's not getting much done, but he's going to be the guy who gets shipped out there. Mike Evans looked really good last week. He's always kind of banged up. Godwin's banged up. So a lot of injuries there. They put up a lot of points last week, but O.J. Howard's out. Jordan Akins is out with a concussion. And then Sam Darnold, I guess he's not playing this week. I think the Jets have already came out and said he's not playing. He could miss some time with the shoulder AC joint sprain. Nick Chubb, MCL injury. This one's the biggest one besides Fant and Eckler. He's going to be out for at least 6 weeks. D'Ernest Johnson, he's on the rise. And obviously Kareem Hunt. But Kareem Hunt's a little nicked. So D'Ernest Johnson, how about him being like one injury away from being a very viable fantasy option?
He doesn't even have to get hurt.
I mean, I was kind of surprised to see it a little bit, but at the same time, we got to remember, too, that Hunt was nursing that groin injury all week. He was limited in practice all week. So with that little bit, I mean, maybe they wanted to continue with the two-back set to help make sure they didn't overdo it with Hunt. So it still kind of leaves questions, you know?
Well, he looks good. Hunt.
He did.
He looked good. He didn't look hurt at all.
But a groin doesn't get better by playing. Like, I just think they're just – I don't know. Like, I think he's on borrowed time. I think he's closer to an injury than he is to being healthy, but we'll see. Kenyon Drake, what is up with this cat? He comes out 2 weeks ago and, you know, talking to the fantasy community. If you – you know, all you guys who are complaining, you know, give me to somebody else and give them a gift, a fantasy gift. And then he goes up, and I don't think he's top 10 points. Dude's basic. He's average. I'm just waiting for Chase Edmonds to get an opportunity. He got the wind knocked out of him, though. He's fine. He's just not very good. And then COVID Cam. Cam Newton's likely to miss week 5. He must have 5 consecutive days with 0 symptoms and then have 2 consecutive negative tests to be cleared to play. This means if he still had symptoms as soon as today, he cannot return this week. So if you got Cam – I'm playing against Nate in the Frankenstein. And we got it, Ryan. We got to get you in Frankenstein next year. I'll tell you more about it. It's a fantasy league. Go back. I'll share an episode with you where we talked all about it. It's got some crazy rules. The draft was nuts. Very interesting. But I'm facing Nate this week. He's got Cam. I don't know who else he's got at quarterbacks. And if I win, I get to take a player from him. It's almost like a vampire league, but it's tons of other rules anyway. But I'm facing my co-host. What's that?
You know what a vampire league is?
Oh man, you get to pick somebody off of your opponent's roster.
What? Get out of here!
If you win,
but still, that's insane.
Uh huh.
Holy crap! All right.
Yep. So I won my first game against Justin. Took Michael Thomas, and then I lost 2 in a row. But what I did was you can only take starters, so I benched all my good players so they can't be taken from me. And then I won last week. But I beat somebody who did the same thing, so I didn't get to take anybody good from him. But I think John, me and Nate.
I just pulled it up. Nate's only other quarterback is Brian Hoyer.
All right. So this will be good. Hopefully, you know, me and Nate will slug it out, and we'll both start all of our starters, and we'll see how that goes. All right, buys and sells. We got a buy and sell segment here. Justin, I'm going to let you go through this because it's mostly names you put on here. I put a name at the end. But let's hear your buys, my friend.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy Philip Lindsay because obviously running backs are getting skittish of late with all the injuries, and he should be coming back from his injury possibly as soon as this week. So if you have that ability to buy him or even in some leagues, I did notice that his ownership has gone down with him being injured. You might even be able to go pick him up tonight off of waivers. Kenyon Drake is another guy I'm buying. I know that we just finished trashing about the guy. And I honestly agree with you, John, that he's been fairly non-existent. But really, like, his average yards per carry isn't that bad compared to other running backs across the league. And that offensive line isn't that great. I think that might have a lot to do with it. But his opportunity hasn't quite been there, especially in the red zone. But I don't think this is going to be a long-term thing. And with him having such a down beginning to the season. I think it looks worse than it really was just because we had such high expectations of him. But with the running back landscape the way it is, if you can buy him cheap now, I think it could pay dividends moving forward, as soon as this week maybe. I also put buy all of the Titans players that you can right now because they've already got their bye week out of the way. We talk about this every year about early bye weeks. They've already got theirs out of the way. It was unexpected, but Jonnu Smith being a tight end, a lot of leagues only start one tight end. You know, he's if he has a down week like he did that last week that they actually did play where he wasn't quite as involved, maybe you can get him for cheap. A.J. Brown coming off of his injury, if he is coming back yet. So, like, just different guys out there that you might be able to go after just because they've already had their bye week. It might help for future reference. But also, so many of them have already had COVID or been exposed to it. Maybe they are likely to get it later on.
That's a solid strategy. That is a strategy.
Right. That was why I had Zeke as my RB2 or 3, you know. Coming into the season, he already had it. So
he's had it, exactly.
Ronald Jones. I put Ronald Jones down here as a sell because Fournette coming back here pretty soon. Jones has proven that he can't catch the ball. He dropped two more passes this week. Depending on the stat line, for a while there was one. I think Yahoo had him down as three drop passes, but they changed it. But he had another one that really should have been called a drop. So he really had three drop passes, but he's primarily more of a early down guy. But if you can get a guy like Leonard Fournette in there that can catch the ball and can play every down, I still think that when Fournette's healthy, it won't take him long to surpass Ronald Jones. So I'd go ahead and try to sell him now if you can. Joe Mixon I have as a sell because obviously you want to sell high and buy low, right? And right now is a really high point. Joe Mixon has a really tough schedule coming up for the most part for most of the rest of the season. So it's going to be hard to trust that he's going to be able to continue to maintain the type of workload that he got this past week. And then, John, you got one on here. You're going to sell OBJ right now.
Yeah. I think he's inconsistent, and I think this is probably the height of OBJ fever. It's probably hit once again, and I think it's going to settle down. But I think sell him, especially if you're a team that is out of it, you know, you're not in contention. I know it's only week four and it's hard to give up right now, but I would try to sell him for a young stud, maybe two young studs, maybe like a Jerry Jeudy and like two draft picks or like a Laviska Shenault or a Brandon Ayuk. I would try to get some young, talented players. Or you know who's a guy people are low on right now? Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor hasn't really been producing. I expected him to come out the gates hot. That doesn't mean he's a bad player. That just means his price is down. Go sell Odell Beckham, get Jonathan Taylor plus. You know, go do something like that. Set yourself up for the future. Ant, you have any players you're looking to buy or sell? Or are you ready to roll along?
I need, like you guys, like we just talked about, the injuries. Any one of those guys you guys just mentioned could get hurt next week.
Yeah.
If I have a healthy team, I'm like, unless the offer is really good, I'm literally keeping my players right now. I need that depth. I need that depth. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I love trading, but like I try to stay away. This year, it really has to make sense.
I like that. I like that perspective. I definitely think that's something we needed to hear because I think, you know, I'm a little more – I'm already – Justin knows we're in a few leagues together. I'm constantly – I can't get enough people to at least discuss with me because if I can make my team better, you know, I'm always trying to – you know, make that move. But last week I made a move in a super flex league where I've been trotting out Gardner Minshew or Carson Wentz as my QB2. Mm-hmm. I had pretty loaded roster. I won the ship last year. I moved Antonio Gibson, DJ Chark, Wentz, Hurts, and a first for Mahomes and Higbee. And it's a tight end premium. So, you know, I feel like I gave up a lot, but this week Chark and Gibson went off. So it definitely stung a little bit seeing those guys produce, especially since Mahomes looked human.
True.
You know, so I think it makes me good long term, you know.
I'm right there with you too, Anthony. Like I'm in 20 different lineup setting leagues at least that I can recall. But I typically try to trade all the time. And in those 20 leagues, we just finished week four. I think I've made like four trades all year. And that's insane to me. Like last year in my main redraft, my main league, I had over 20 trades in one season. And in that league today, I finally made my first trade of the season. Nice. Or well, during the season. I made one in the offseason right before the first game started. So I guess technically two now. But yeah, it's insane. And it involved four wide receivers. There were no running backs involved.
All right, let's move out of this buy, sell, trade segment, and let's go into games of the week. This week, I'm looking forward to Bills at Titans. These are two AFC juggernauts. The Titans are coming off of a bye. Basically, I think there's eight or nine players who aren't going to play. One of them is Jeffrey Simmons, who is a stud defensive tackle. So the Titans aren't going to be full strength. But this is like – this could be, you know, a very good playoff game, and we get to see it week five. I looked at the schedule, and this is probably one of the ones that's most enticing to me. A.J. Brown might be back. So I think, you know, the Titans, their passing attack isn't as good as the Bills, but I think it can rival them in some ways. You know, with Jonnu Smith, with A.J. Brown, with Corey Davis, you know, and then with Derrick Henry on the ground, you know, I don't think they're that far off of the Bills. I mean, they don't got Josh Allen at the helm, but they got Ryan Tannehill, who I think he can get it done, and he's not taking too much risk. So I like this Titans offense. I like the Titans defense. I like the Bills offense. I like the Bills defense. I think Devin Singletary should have a good game. I think Stephon Diggs keeps rolling. So I think this is a juicy matchup.
They're both undefeated.
How about that? Two undefeated heavyweights ready to slug it out. Justin, what is your game of the week?
I had the Colts and the Browns, and I don't usually go with the Colts as being my hometown team, you know, because I don't like to be a homer on the show as much as I can avoid it. And you all know, if anything, I've been more down on the Colts than I have been ever in the past. But the reason I chose this game as the game of the week for me is because I think we're going to finally get a real dose of what Phillip Rivers really means to this team, whether it's good or bad, because that Browns secondary is pitiful. They're definitely one of the worst secondaries in the league. I would compare them to Atlanta, who currently has no secondary because they're all hurt. So, like, it's that bad. So if Phillip Rivers can't perform, and I don't just mean getting wins because of 15 field goals. I mean, if he can't actually perform and look good and throw accurate passes and hit his guys in stride and that sort of thing, then we know it's not going to happen. We know we're just going to get a bunch of fluff wins because of this easy schedule, and we're going to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. But at least we're going to know what we have with the Colts. But if he can come out and actually do something against this defense, then maybe there's some kind of hope. But up to this point, he hasn't played the toughest schedule, and he still hasn't looked that good.
You know what you have with the Colts? You have a swagged out kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship.
What a name! The defense.
Rodrigo Blankenship is my spirit animal.
Yeah, we love Rodrigo. He's a fan favorite for sure.
I need to get those rec specs. I need a Colts helmet with the single bar. I need the rec specs. That's how I want to record. I want to record like Rodrigo. Be like Rodrigo. I might get a wristband that says something like that. So before every episode, I can do my best. I think he's surpassed Gardner Minshew in swag. As crazy as that may sound, but I think Rodrigo is here and Minshew's there, honestly.
I mean, if you compare the fact that he's just a kicker and Minshew's a starting quarterback, I mean, that does say a lot.
All right, Ronnie, you got any games you're looking forward to this week?
I am looking forward to Monday night with the Chargers and the Saints, actually. I want to see Justin Herbert on the main stage, all eyes on him, playing Drew Brees. I mean, the guy just played Tom Brady, right? He just played Tom Brady, and now he gets to play Drew Brees on national television, Monday Night Football. I'm very excited. The secondary, I could see like a 275-yard, like three touchdown, one interception game from Justin Herbert.
I like it. I think, yeah, going from Brady to Brees, like what more could you ask for? And then having Brady, the Brady
Henry, matchup, I think, is going to have a killer game.
He's due. But going from Brady to now playing Brees on Monday night. Like, not only are you playing Brees, like, your tune-up for this game was Brady, and now you get to go to Monday night versus Brees.
It's the same, man.
All right, yeah. Well, before I tease that we're looking for a sponsor, we actually already have a sponsor, and that is the Thrive app. Justin, you know about this Thrive stuff. Let our listeners know.
So the Thrive Fantasy Football app, it's kind of like DraftKings in a way.
Not where in beta. It's not in beta.
It's not. Yeah, it's not in beta. This has already been tested and proved, tried and true. So this app, the way it works, you log on. If you're a first time subscriber to the app, you put in some money, anywhere between $20 to $50, and they will double your entry. So if you put $45 in there, you're going to look at your account, and it's going to say $90, because they're going to double it up to $50. So you do that, but only if you type in this promo down here, the T2T over there by Anthony's left
shoulder. T2T.
So, you type in T2T as the promo code, you'll get that perk. You'll be able to place bets on there, in a, it's a totally different format. It's kind of like DraftKings, but not like with fantasy points with, to so many yards equals so many points and that sort of thing. It's as simple as, will Justin Herbert have 1.5 touchdowns, more or less? He's more likely to get less, so that's going to be worth like 900 points. But if you pick more and he gets more, since it's less likely to be more, then you're going to get like 1,200 points. But you place your bet on like 12 out of 20 or 14 out of 20 bets, and you get points based on how you do with those compared to other guys within the league that you signed up with, and you get payout if you have more points than them. It's really that simple. So it's a simple, easy, fun way to add a little extra to your fantasy football week, because if you've been hit with this injury bug that a lot of people have been hit with and your teams are looking scraggly and you want an opportunity to make Sundays be a little bit more exciting again, this is definitely a way to do it.
All right. And another way to make your Sundays a little more interesting is to have some skins in the game. And to do that, you might want to bet some money on some football. And Nate usually handles this segment, and I am going to take it for him this week. Nate's betting segment last week, he was wrong on the Cowboys and the Texans. He was right on the Saints and the Colts. His locks last week were 2-1, though, and he's 6-7 on the season. So his lines, his locks for this week, Arizona -7 at the New York Jets. He said the Jets stink, and they don't have Darnold this week. So take Arizona, take 7. Kyler is due. He was a little slow last week, so I expect Kyler to ball. Pittsburgh -7 versus the Eagles. The Eagles stink. Wentz 15-16-1 since they won the Super Bowl. He's not the same without Frank Reich. And then the Colts -1.5 at the Browns. The Browns lit up a terrible defense last week in Dallas, and they won't have the same luck against the stellar Colts defense. So that is Nate's betting segment. And that brings me on to Dudes and Duds, the start and sit segment for the Toilets to Titles podcast. This week for Dudes, I think you're going to like this, Reiner. You teased it a little bit earlier. I got Drew Brees versus the LA Chargers. Brady was lit on fire last week, throwing for 5 touchdowns against the Chargers. Brees to Traquan became a thing, and I expect Michael Thomas to be back. And if so, we got Traquan, we got Michael Thomas, we got Kamara, we got touchdowns for Brees. My other dude quarterback this week, I'm keeping it in New Orleans, Justin Herbert at New Orleans. Herbert went toe-to-toe with Brady last week, and now he gets to face off against Drew Brees on Monday Night Football. What more could you ask for? All right, Brees and Herbert, start them up. Running backs, Josh Jacobs at Kansas City. Jacobs has been on my duds list, and he's yet to be on my dudes list this season. This is the week. He's facing a Kansas City defense that allowed Damian Harris to come off the bench, to come off IR, take 17 carries for 100 yards, 5.9 yards per carry in week 4. Jacobs hasn't topped 100 yards once this season. This is a great opportunity for him to get it done. Ronald Jones versus Chicago. With the Thursday night game approaching quickly, Leonard Fournette likely miss a second game. Rojo topped 100 yards last week. He also tallied 6 receptions. So if you're playing PPR, at 16 points right there. Very solid performance. Wide receiver, Darius Slayton versus the Dallas Cowboys. This is becoming a theme. If it's a wide receiver playing the Dallas Cowboys, play him. Play him. Darius Slayton. I didn't know whether to start Tate or Slayton. I'll probably start them both.
Start him.
All right. So Darius Slayton, he's the play this week. DJ Chark versus Houston. Not one, but 2 Vikings wide receivers topped 100 yards last week versus Houston. Chark is coming off of a monster game, 8 receptions, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns, ride the wave. And finally, Tyler Higbee versus Washington. Tight ends have had the end zone 3 out of the last 4 games versus the Washington football team. Higbee is coming off of a disappointing outing, 3 receptions for 21 yards, but I expect him to improve on that and find the end zone this week. Ryan, you got any guys you're recommending the listeners start up besides the ones I labeled here?
I do. One of my dudes who I've loved since I wish I had him in more teams is James Robinson against the Texans. They are giving up 181 yards on the ground, Houston. James Robinson is actually a top 5 running back for me this week. I think he's going to destroy that defense.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's not Bill O'Brien anymore. No. Romeo Crennel, let's be real. He's not a head coach either.
It's the Russian defense. Ever since that defensive tackle who is the barbecue pit king, ever since he retired, Vince Wilfork. he was with the Texans for a little bit, right?
Yeah, he was after New England, yeah.
Uh-huh. After he retired, it all went downhill, you know? All right, my duds for the week. Joe Burrow at Baltimore. Joe is going to be enjoying his first game in Baltimore as much as a rookie quarterback can. Though the crowd will not be on hand and he will not get the full experience, the defense will set the tone. Burrow has had 4 cake matchups since he started here in the NFL. I think this one will be his first real test. I'm sitting Burrow. Baker Mayfield versus the Colts. Baker played a minor league defense in week 4. That won't be the case versus Indy. The Colts have more interceptions, 7, than they've let up passing TDs, 5. All right, so sit Baker Mayfield. And there's going to be a lot of guys playing him this week because they're going to think what he did last week can keep going, and it ain't.
It's so inconsistent.
It's fool's gold. Running back, Jonathan Taylor versus Cleveland. Cleveland has not allowed a running back the top 55 yards in the ground this season in 4 games. Jonathan Taylor has been underwhelming, and I'm not counting on him this week. Running back James Conner versus Philadelphia. Other than Darrell Henderson in week 2, running backs have not had much room to breathe against the Philly defense. Conner is coming off of a bye week after topping 100 yards in back-to-back games. I think he comes back down to earth this week in Philadelphia. Wide receivers, Julian Edelman versus Denver. Edelman's success hinges on the health of Cam Newton this season. Cam is out again, which is likely. I do not feel confident in Edelman's ability to produce without him. Terry McLaurin versus the LA Rams. McLaurin is my dude. He's my guy, but this Rams secondary fits up very well against him. They've struggled with slot-type wide receivers. That is not Terry McLaurin. Jalen Ramsey matches up with him well, and I think he'll likely shadow him. Terry will have a few catches, but his ceiling is very limited. And then finally, Zach Ertz at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers' defense has held tight ends to 6 receptions for 95 yards and a touchdown this season. Ertz takes a hit without his partner in crime, Dallas Goedert, to take some of the attention away from him. Pittsburgh will make Ertz the focal point, and he'll see a lot of Minka Fitzpatrick. Reiner, you got any guys we should sit?
I mean, I hope this is a guarantee by now, but Carson Wentz. I hope nobody's starting him, right? I mean, they're playing Pitt. Pitt has their probably like one of, if not the best defense in the NFL right now. They're fresh. They're coming off of their so-called bye week, right? So Carson Wentz, put him on your bench. I don't know. I wouldn't.
Wentz. Go Wentz, pick up Wentz rhymes with bench, and that's where he belongs.
It's just bad.
Justin, what do you think?
I think you're on mute.
I think Justin's muted. He's so disgusted with Carson Wentz, he doesn't even want to say it out loud.
Yeah. Oh, so you're asking me what I think of Carson Wentz.
Well, just in this, if that's the case, the dud situation. The dud situation this week. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. What about Ertz? Like this, he hasn't stepped up. He hasn't been doing well at all. I mean, I get that that's not going to continue. But at what point do we finally think? Because I mean, there's a reason that we were all high on Goedert to start the season. You know, like we knew he's going to take over eventually. But who knows? I don't know. It's just somebody that's difficult to sit. Same as T.Y. Hilton. If you have T.Y. Hilton on your roster, you obviously spent like a top 6th round draft pick on him. You have to sit him. You know, like it's so frustrating right now with both of those guys.
Is he even on the team? Who's Philip even throwing to?
Mo Alley Cox.
Right, and not even that much.
Yeah. Mo Alley Cox. All right, yeah. Justin, we got streamers. Let's let the listener know.
All right, yeah. Let's get up.
Who are the streamers for this week, Justin?
All right, so last week my biggest hits were, as usual, tight ends. I always get these tight ends right, but I did call that Bob Tonyan was going to have a big game. I did not think it was going to be a monster game, but I did figure he would find the end zone once. I think he found it like three times. Like I think they're still looking for him in the back of the end zone right now. So, and then Dalton Schultz pulled through with another touchdown. Ryan Fitzpatrick had 315 passing yards and a rushing touchdown. So I'm going to classify all those as pretty major streaming hits. My biggest miss was Carlos Hyde. I don't know that the dude even played. Like, there's still a dash mark next to his name for the game.
No, so, he didn't.
Yeah, that's so.
I think he was in Carson.
Yeah, Carson was obviously healthy and ready to go. So we do our show on Tuesday night. So obviously, I didn't have time to really find out that he was going to be inactive. But I still mentioned it. Thinking that Carson was going to be a little less active than he was, so my process was still wrong there. So I'll take that one on the chin. My streamers of the week, quarterback. Again, this should be a prime game for Phillip Rivers. And like I said earlier, the Browns, their secondary is pitiful. Their run defense really isn't all that bad. The Browns have held their opponent's running back one to Ingram, 2.9 points. Mixon, 46 rushing yards on 16 attempts. Gibson, 49 rushing yards. Zeke, 54 rushing yards. But the quarterbacks, on the other hand, Lamar Jackson, 275 yards with three touchdowns, which is his best game of the season. And he's also even played Washington. So that says a lot. Joe Burrow had 316 yards and three touchdowns against the Browns. Also, his best game of the season, and he's played Philadelphia and Jacksonville. Haskins, 224 yards and two touchdowns. His best passing performance of the season all around was against the Browns, and he's played Philadelphia and Arizona. Dak had over 500 yards and four touchdowns. Again, his best game of the season was against the Cleveland Browns. And he's played Seattle and Atlanta. So these quarterbacks who have faced other weak defenses have all had their best passing games against the Browns secondary. So it only makes sense that if you believe that Rivers still has the ability to do something, there's really high likelihood of him having his best game of the season against the Browns. Again, that best game of the season isn't all that good, so it's not a really high bar. But if you really need a streaming quarterback, he should be there. But I'm not picking him because I already picked him as my main streamer before, but I felt that it was only fair that I include that information for those of you that are needing a streaming defense if you're willing to take the chance on him. But he let me down as a streaming option a couple weeks ago, so I'm not doing it again. Instead, I'm going with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater is my favorite quarterback streamer for this week. He faces an Atlanta defense that is completely decimated. They've lost their top four safeties to pretty serious injuries that could keep them out, all four of them possibly out this week. And that's not even counting the two additional secondary guys that they lost against the Packers last night on Monday night. So Teddy is a mid QB2 on the season, but I think he's got real solid QB1 upside for most leagues, especially if you're only starting one quarterback for this week. Running backs. Again, running backs are deep. They're hard to come by. And if you're streaming running backs, you are in really bad shape. But if you got to stream one, and I do know that Chase Edmonds is still available in a lot of leagues, especially on ESPN, you can try to see if you can get him tonight. Chances are this is already ran on waivers, but maybe he'll still be out there since Drake is okay and playing. But he has slowly become more and more heavily involved with this offense. He had five catches and four carries last week with a touchdown. So it's nine touches with a touchdown. That's not – I mean, the nine touches isn't great, but the touchdown helps. It is his second receiving touchdown of the season, and they played the Jets this week. So the Jets, obviously – if you need to stream a running back, you're going to target any running back that's playing against the Jets, even if it's a backup. Pascal, we've talked a bunch about Zach Pascal and tonight, but again, if that Browns defense is as bad as the Browns defense is, and Rivers can't complete a ball downfield to T.Y. Hilton, he's got to complete it to someone. It's going to be that underneath guy, especially in PPR. I really like Zach Pascal this week. Tight ends, Mo Alie-Cox. Let's just insert the whole Browns talking points that I've already been talking about. Trey Burton did play last week, and they went out of their way. Obviously, as a Colts fan, I watched every play, and I even went back and watched it again on the NFL ticket, the what they call it, the Sunday ticket or whatever. They went out of their way to do all they could to get Trey Burton the ball, and Holmes Slice could not do anything with it. They gave Mo Alie-Cox one time. He caught the ball and had a nice little run after, a nice move at the end to get into the end zone and scored a touchdown. He is clearly the best tight end in this offense. He's probably the best offensive weapon that we have outside of our running backs. You got to use Mo. Hopefully they heard that and they'll use him. But
just as much as Quaffon has heard.
Yeah, well, Quaffon is going to hear, because once I get that video clipped all together, I'm going to be sending that to them every single week until they call me back. I promise. They're going to hear about it. They're going to see at least the video clip of me drinking their beer on TV.
Quaffon.
Let's see. And I'm going to put it on the TV like our boy Frito Banditos, Richard, out there in California, the Raiders fan. Now he likes to watch our show.
Right. Yeah.
Eric Ebron is another great tight end for this week. Again, this is a product of a great matchup, though. The Eagles have given up the third most fantasy points to tight ends. They had an extra week off because of the random bye week. So he's improved every single week. He's really starting to gel with his new team, so I really like that. Streaming defense, I'm going to go with Dallas against the Giants. Dallas is at home against their former coach. Hopefully they get fired up and lit up and ready to go out there and show Garrett. I believe it's at Dallas too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a gross game.
Yeah. So like all 12 fans in the stand are going to be like,
still go to that freaking game, man. Jerry don't need no more money.
Yeah.
Don't be going to that game.
Some more rumors to consider. Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Justin Herbert, obviously. Duke Johnson, somebody you might consider this week. Double check on the injury there to David Johnson. I think he's going to be fine, but if it looks like David could be held up a little bit with his injury, then Duke might be a nice flyer if you're desperate. Jeff Wilson, Devonta Freeman had like 8 fantasy points in standard. I don't know what he got in PPR. I don't know if he had any receptions. I didn't put all that down, but he's coming along with that really piss poor offense. But again, when you're desperate in this field that we're living in this year, Devonta Freeman might not be a bad streamer. And then, of course, Darren Fells this week with Akins potentially out. I like his matchup.
All right. And what do you think of our streamers? You got anybody you think that people might not have that should be picked up?
You know, the fact that you talked about Philip Rivers and the fact that you want him to do good, you're going to jinx it and he's going to screw it up this week.
No, like, here's the thing. I already know he's going to screw it up. Like, I'm that confident in it. I've done nothing the guy all offseason, and he has done nothing but prove me right so far.
That matchup, like you said, it is like mouth-watering.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Jones too, but I just can't.
This is the week
he's gonna way to screw it up too. He's gonna turn Dallas, it over 3 times.
Dallas has a way of sucking, and then having a game where they beat the brakes off to somebody they should beat.
Yeah.
I could see DeMarcus Lawrence, Aldon Smith, Tristan Hill. I could see 4 or 5 sacks. Maybe they let up 14 or 17 points versus the Giants, score about 30 or 40, beat the brakes off them, and then everybody's going to be riding the wave again, and the Cowboys are this and the Cowboys are that, and then they're going to come out next week and make some regular quarterback look like Peyton Manning. Like when people were talking about what Baker Mayfield did last week, I've seen Rex Grossman do it versus the Cowboys defense. I've seen Colt McCoy do it against the Cowboys defense. It doesn't matter. They change the players all you want, but for some reason, as much as it changes, it stays the same. Again, Rex Grossman torched us, looked like Peyton Manning. Colt McCoy looked like Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield's no better than those cats. And, you know, he looked like them, like Brady and Manning as well. That's just what the Cowboys defense does.
Well, next week is Kyler Murray.
Yeah, well, that's 2 weeks from now. Kyler, we'll see. We'll see. We don't have linebackers who can run with them, that's for sure.
And just
I do have a couple streamers.
What's that?
What's that?
I do have a couple streamers.
Oh, yeah. Right. Who are they?
So this is all based on matchup. I know that the Jets suck, but if you are really desperate, Jeff Smith was getting a lot of action. They're playing Arizona. Who's Patrick Peterson going to be on? Does he cover the slot? Is he going to go on Crowder? You know, it's all based on that. So if, but I think that Jeff Smith could be one because they're going to need to throw the ball to keep up. So Joe Flacco may end up throwing the ball probably like 45 times. Cole Beasley against the Titans, I really like. I think that Cole is a PPR league, you know, at a standard, probably not, but PPR, he's decent. Again, you could do a lot worse. You could do, yes, my guarantees, yes.
There's his guarantees. Lock it in.
If Julio Jones does not play this week, even if he does play, I like this dude, Olamide Zaccheaus.
Olamideus.
Holy crap. Like, Atlanta's bad. They are bad. They are a bad football team. Dan Quinn needs to be fired. Matt Ryan.
Dan Quinn and Adam Gase walk into a bar.
Yeah. That's it.
Because they're both fired.
That's it. They need to draft a quarterback. They're going to do that. I think they have to do that next year. They need to get a quarterback. They got to just clean house. Like, they just have to start Matt Ryan, but they're going to have to throw the ball.
Ryan's going to end up in Denver. Watch. John Elway. He doesn't draft quarterbacks. What does he do? He's going to trade for Matt Ryan. He's going to give the Broncos about a 2 or 3 year window and then rip it apart again. So watch. Matt Ryan, quote this. What's today? October 6th at 9:30. We predicted Matt Ryan to the Broncos next year. Is that it for your streamers? So we got Beasley and Smith and holy cannoli, Amadeus.
I feel like everyone else is kind of, you know, like some waiver guys definitely. But if you get them on waiver, like, I absolutely love D'Ernest Johnson. I love him more than anyone else, actually, because he's going to be used.
If Tim Patrick's still available, he's another guy I like. You know, Tim Patrick's definitely. I know Justin. I think Justin talked about him last week.
Because Drew Lock is back, though, and Drew Lock did not throw to him as much when he was in there.
Ooh, well, right?
I don't think so. KJ Hamler was also not hurt either. He played because I believe KJ Hamler is actually
Tim Patrick. I want to say it was either last year or 2 years ago. He had a stretch where he produced pretty well. So I've seen him do it. I think
Tim games in a row.
Yeah,
two games in a row. He's been doing pretty good.
All right, now this brings us over to my DFS plays, DraftKings. Usually, what I've been doing is I've been doing eight players, but what I'm going to do from now on, I'm going to adjust the segment so that there's nine players. I'm going to make it completely equal to the DraftKings lineup settings, and it's going to be my DFS lineup. Last week, my biggest hit was OBJ, monster, and the eight players I selected would have combined for 111.6. That wasn't my angle. It was just different guys to play at different positions, but now going forward, I'm going to be submitting a lineup, and you guys can submit a lineup with me. All right. So my DraftKings.com lineup, Dak Prescott versus the New York Giants at 7,400. He's priced for Sunday only. He's priced at the QB4. Running back Mike Davis at Atlanta, 6,400. He's priced at running back 11. Antonio Gibson versus the LA Rams at 5,000. Priced at running back 26. DJ Chark at Houston, 6,500, priced at wide receiver 10. Jamison Crowder versus Arizona, 5,800, priced as wide receiver 20. Golden Tate at Dallas. So I had Darius Slayton as my dude, but I'm slotting Golden Tate in as a DFS play at 4,600, priced at wide receiver 48. That's value right there. Eric Ebron versus Philadelphia at 4,000. He's tight end 16. And then I'm slotting Cooper Kupp in at the flex versus Washington at 6,500. He's the 16th overall flex there. I'm starting that Steelers defense at Philadelphia this week at 3,800. They're the fifth overall defense. I really, really enjoy that lineup. I hit for $161 last week. Wasn't as big as 2 weeks ago when I was up 3,000, but I'm rolling. I'm at 3,461.47 for the season. So enter this lineup make some money with me. What do you guys think about my DraftKings lineup?
I suck at DraftKings. I'm atrocious. I don't listen to me. I want to say it looks great. It looks amazing. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah,
my lineups look so good whenever I
started Tanyan last weekend. He was big. I started Tanyan and Rodgers.
Yep.
And they OBJ, the guys won me about $61. When I come in 49th, it's like, man, I did great. I came in 49th out of like 4,000, but 49th wins $111. Like, you want to be top five. Like, but it stinks when, because of 49th, that's like 2 points away from 20th, you know?
Player that screws you.
So close, but you got to be in it to win it. You know, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, but don't enter a DraftKings lineup. All right, Justin, you have some turtle heads that are about to break out. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, sure. So
this real is quick. Reiner's favorite segment, by the way.
Nice. Well, real quick, I went on and on last week about Montgomery, and he didn't disappoint this week, because I did say that this week he was going to have a tough matchup against the Colts in week four. So after that, this is when it starts to pick up for him. So just be ready for that turtle head to poke. And then we've got, let's see. I also brought up Kyle Allen. I'm still not completely dismissing the fact that Haskins could get benched soon in that offense. So still keep those in mind. For this week, I'm going with Zach Moss and Kenyon Drake. And I already kind of mentioned Kenyon Drake earlier. So I was actually going to talk about Smith, the wide receiver for the Jets that you brought up, Anthony, because another guy I follow, I've mentioned him on here before. I think his Twitter handle is at Josh Crocker, but his name is Josh Crocker. He's from the Clock Dodgers podcast. And but he's got this weird metric system that he likes to look into or whatever. And something about expected points, I don't know. But anyway, he said he had Jeff Smith as a huge potential guy this week to break out as well. And I completely forgot about that. I was going to look more into it, especially now that there's a good chance that they have a quarterback coming into play in the quarterback position. So I thought that was interesting that a team might do that. But so Flacco has at least some ability to try to find a wide receiver. So I think it could be interesting. So I do like that one. I just didn't have the time to do the research on him, so I didn't want to mention him. So Kenyon Drake, again, I don't think that his lack of performance, his lack of numbers is anything that's really on him at this point. I really think it's just been crazy circumstances that have fallen in the wrong spots for him. And I think that he's going to see some positive regression coming up really soon. So if you can buy him cheap, and again, it's going to be tough because of the running back landscape and the fact that he's got an easy opponent this week, it's going to be tough. But I think if you can get him, try to get him. And then the other one is Zach Moss, because he's been injured for the start of the season. And I do want to look something up real quick because I didn't have time to write it down. I saw it earlier. I just didn't have time to put it in the notes. And that was week one. Zach Moss actually came out really, really well. Like, he did really well for a rookie, 9 carries and 3 receptions. So he touched the ball 12 times with a touchdown. He didn't have many yards, but they were trusting the rookie in the red zone. So, and then with Miami, he only had 8.
He's a grown ass man. I don't curse on this show, but Zach Moss is a grown ass man.
Right. Well, that's not really a curse in my book. So I think you're doing fine, John.
Hey, I know no one comes here for the baseball content, but Giancarlo Stanton just hit a ball
to the moon.
Another one. The Yankees booed, pulled Davey Garcia after an inning like an idiot. Hap came in. Right? Yeah. Well, it was 5. I think it was 5-1. So it's 5-4 now.
Yeah.
Yep. So go Yankees. Nice. All right. That's my baseball plug. All right. Anthony.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry. Hold on, real quick. Since we're talking about cursing, I want to plug it real quick. I was on the Friday night AMA show with the guys from Sleeper Wire last week, and I want to thank them for having me on, because it was a heck of a lot of fun. And
that's my network.
Yeah. I noticed
six
that.
6 degrees of separation. How about that?
It was actually on the first AMA they did like 3 weeks ago.
It all pulls together now.
I missed the first one, but I did see the second and third. So like, how crazy was that? I was that close. I'll have to go back and watch it now. But I love that. I love that aspect, and I also appreciate the fact that they didn't mind that I cursed a little bit. But Zach Moss again, real quick, just so I get this in: 8 carries in week 2 for 37 yards. So he was up to 4.6 yards per carry in week 2 before he got hurt. So, I mean, he's got the Jets, he's got Arizona, he's got he doesn't have the greatest schedule, I guess, coming up. But
good offense, though. He's on a very good offense, though.
Yeah, and that ball's going to be moving, and he's going to be a big part of it. They were already trying to get him involved. Imagine how much better they're going to be when he's healthy. So if you can get him, get him.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And why don't you tell everybody?
Hello?
I think he froze.
That
was spooky.
You froze, yeah.
And now I was just saying, Ant, let's close this thing out. Why don't you let everybody know where they could find you? Tell us about the Fantasy Fam.
Yeah, Fantasy Fam. We're on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcast. Download our app. You can listen to all of our episodes at the Apple Store, Google Store. Just search the Fantasy Fam or Fantasy Fam. I imagine both would pop up.
Yeah,
right. I hope so. Who knows? Follow me on Twitter as well at Fantasy Schven. Definitely give me a follow. I think I'm going to do a giveaway. Get me up to 100 followers, and I'll just do a random one, and I'll send out some Fantasy Fam merch that I got right here.
That's so sweet merch.
So there's my shirt. So get me to 100, and I'll choose a random follower and just send it to you. So
I'll go after it if you got that shirt in fat boy sizes.
I got 2XL.
That close enough.
Yeah.
I can give you 2. Right. You can sew them together.
Go on to the Fantasy Fam, subscribe, hit the like button. And when you get a chance, go to our YouTube channel, Toilets the Titles, hit the like button, post some comments, hit subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, like it, Apple Reviews, all this stuff helps us. We don't ask for much. We just ask for a little support and a little help. As always, you can find the show on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. You can find myself on Twitter at Coach Sheps. You could find Justin over here at JustinFF_. You could find Nate at Nate_Dirt19. You could find Finn at Finn Toilets to Titles. That was a joke. Finn doesn't have a Twitter account yet. He's a baby. He's a baby. Babies don't have Twitter accounts. So what are you saying?
2 years, right? 2 years.
You can find the show Apple Podcast, Podbean, Periscope, Spotify, YouTube channel. Ant-Man, it was a lot of fun getting you on the show. It was a long time coming, and it's very interesting that look at us.
It's funny the way the world works, man. I'm a strong believer in everything happens for a reason. So.
Yeah, man. We lost touch, and last year we link up because we both are tagged in a Twitter conversation about fantasy football, and we're like, "Hey, you talk about fantasy football, so do I." Boom. So, who would have thought, man? Here we are on Fantasy Football Podcast talking football.
Love it.
Justin, what do you got to say, my friend?
Hey, just love each other. We got the election in just like a month or something like that. So everybody get out there, vote for your candidate. I don't care who it is. It's important. We got to vote and make our voices heard. So just keep loving each other.
All right. Excellent. Have a good evening, everybody.